From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A federal case against insider trading is widening to include more arrests. This hour, prosecutors are expected to formally announce charges against at least eight more people in connection with a $25 million scandal involving the hedge fund firm Galleon Group. New unemployment claims have fallen to their lowest level in 10 months. The Labor Department report finds that applications dropped by 20,000 to a seasonally adjusted 512,000 last week. Overall, companies are still reluctant to hire, but Hugh Johnson of Johnson Illington Advisors says while the job market is still bleeding, it's no longer hemorrhaging.
We may continue to lose jobs in the U.S. economy, but we'll lose fewer and fewer jobs with each passing month.
The monthly jobs report on the unemployment rate comes out tomorrow. The chairwoman of the Senate Environment Committee broke longstanding tradition today and held a vote on major climate change legislation without a single Republican member present. Senator Barbara Boxer did so after Republicans who demanded further study of the measure boycotted its final drafting. More from NPR's David Wellner.
Environment Committee Chairwoman Boxer finally called for a vote on legislation aimed at curbing greenhouse gases after failing for 3 days to attract the minimum of two Republicans traditionally needed for a voting quorum. Instead, Boxer had 11 Democrats vote for the measure. Only one of them opposed it.
We did it. We did it in accordance with the rules. We did it with dignity. We did it with passion and commitment.
Boxer's decision to vote the climate change bill out of committee meant no members could amend it. That clearly frustrated Delaware Democrat Tom Carper.
I don't like this process. I don't think any of us do. Very disappointed with some of my Republican colleagues. I came here to work with people across the aisle, not this nonsense.
The decision to resort to a one-party vote on the climate measure is expected to dampen the prospects for bipartisan support of such legislation in the full Senate. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
German automakers are staging protests. Auto workers, rather, are staging protests after General Motors backed out of a plan to sell its Opel unit. Terry Schultz reports.
Opel employees in Germany feel cheated, and they're making their feelings known by the thousands in a rally outside the company's headquarters in Rüsselsheim. About half of Opel's 50,000 European employees work in four German plants, and Magna, the Canadian company expected to buy Opel, had pledged to keep all four open. Over months of negotiations, unions had agreed to hundreds of millions of dollars in cost-cutting measures for the Magna sale. Now that GM suddenly decided it wants to restructure Opel itself, German labor chief Klaus Franz says they're not willing to contribute a single cent. At the Opel plant in Antwerp, Belgium, a union spokesman says there will be strikes both Friday and Sunday. In contrast, Opel employees in Britain and Poland have welcomed the reversal, preferring to remain part of GM. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
This is NPR. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas says he will not seek re-election in January because he's frustrated that peace talks with Israel are stalled. Leaders from Israel, Egypt, and Jordan are urging Abbas to change his mind. This isn't the first time Abbas has said he wouldn't run again, so there's speculation that the Palestinian leader could be using the announcement as a negotiating tactic to pressure Israel into halting its settlement expansion in the West Bank. Silicon Valley giant Google has released what it calls a dashboard to allow users to see what information the internet company is keeping on them. Rachel Miro has more from member station KQED in San Francisco.
The dashboard shows personal details collected on Gmail, Calendar, Alerts, Google Docs, YouTube, and the photo service Picasa. Coming soon, Google will add more information from more services like Checkout, Google Groups, and SideWiki. Users can edit and delete data. The dashboard is a step up from the data Google already makes available, allowing users to see what's collected in order to serve up targeted advertising. Privacy advocates welcome the dashboard launched at a conference of data protection commissioners in Madrid. European officials have tussled with Google over privacy, for instance, over the length of time it keeps data from search queries. And European users in particular have taken issue with Street View's sometimes strikingly intimate pedestrian-level photographs. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up more than 150 points at 9,955. NASDAQ Composite Index up also nearly 40 points at 2,094. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.